How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Law 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donick, and Jace here on this Wednesday afternoon. Chris Mason and David Price this hour. Don't forget to get to our bracket, thegamenashville.com. Put in your vote. You've got about another 8 hours to cast your vote, and we are going to continue to whittle this thing down to our Elite Eight and the best Nashville athletes of the last 30 years. Chris Mason, driven by Freeland Chevrolet, joins us this time every week, also brought to you by Smoky Mountaintops, the exclusive partner of the Nashville Predators. Visit SmokyMountaintops.com. C-Mace, what's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's new and exciting?
There's not a ton new other than, you know, just checking the news, scouring Twitter, keeping busy, kind of the same old, getting into a good routine, though, getting some structure. How about you guys?
Same old, same old. 4 hours a day figuring out, and as we see things come out. So I want to know, we've been talking about this stuff that's starting to get out there as people are starting to get in on these Zoom calls and say, okay, all right, we can't sit here on our hands forever. We're going to have to figure out some new solutions. We talked with Scott Burnside in the first hour. What do you make of some of the stuff you're hearing of, especially some of these sports, trying to figure out alternative routes to getting their sport back out on their playing surface?
Well, I like it. I think, you know, honestly, as long as they, you know, they're not going to do it unless they can make sure it's safe and they find a way to, you know, there's been some talk of neutral site events and, you know, those types of things and doing it in one location and trying to, you know, North Dakota's been thrown out there for hockey. And I really think as long as they're able to find a solution that it's safe for everybody and they can do it feasibly and make sense, especially to finish the NHL season. It'd be a travesty not to finish this year. So I think if they can do it and make it safe, I'm all for it.
Something we haven't seen yet, but we're going to when this gets back. I mean, we are definitely going to see this in all sports, is the no fans in the stands. And we were headed down that path, and then it ramped up in a hurry. Went from no fans in the stands to, yeah, it's gone. We're going to take a hiatus. What is that going to be like? And I want to know from a guy who played, what was it? Did you ever play in front of no one?
Well, you know, honestly, I can't really remember a time where that happened. And I was thinking about that a lot when, you know, the news of the league first shutting down after the NBA did. And then, you know, then they're talking about playing that game in Columbus with no fans. I thought that it was crazy. I started thinking about it, and you just think about, well, they still have the music going. I'm sure that'll be one of the things. The game offs will still go on. But just the sports without the fan participation, it's just not the same. Obviously, everyone that plays loves the competition and plays for the love of the game, and it's, you know, it's the best game on earth and playing sports and doing that. But without the emotion of the fans, I mean, that would be – something just dearly missed. It'll be very interesting to see how that would translate on TV, because, you know, the broadcast, obviously everybody that's a hockey fan will be watching the games on TV, but without that emotion, without that that powerful energy and the momentum swings and just everything about the fan experience attached to the game, I just don't know what that would feel like. I really don't. It would be a really weird, surreal type of experience.
Chris Mason is with us, and we're talking a little hockey with him, talking life in this situation here. So, Mace, your latest thing here, and you've got a number of things in the works if people are following Mace on social media. You never know what's coming next. And so today we have the Spider-Man Challenge. I'm going to start calling you Spider-Mace, but congratulations. Has all the blood come back to normal circulation here? Your head was purple by the time you pulled this trick off, but congratulations. That was a pretty tough feat there. I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, well, I didn't know if I was going to be able to do it either. My my friend, he's a little goalie. He's 13 years old from back home, challenged me to do this. And, yeah, my head did look like a tomato, nice ripe tomato. But I didn't know if I was going to be able to do it. I gave it a shot, and I was able to pull it off. But, you know, another thing, just trying to have fun and just try to, you know, keep the distractions and something on social media for people to kind of tune out for a couple minutes. And I was pretty proud of myself for actually completing that, because I honestly didn't know if I was going to be able to.
Okay, go to CMace30 on Twitter to see what we're talking about here. He has now challenged Pecorine to try to pull this off.
Do
you think it's easier for a goalie to do this, Chris?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I guess I'm not really a goalie anymore. I'm a broadcaster. I'm a color analyst, so I don't really consider myself a goalie anymore. So I fancy myself more as a pickleball player these days.
All right, so the next question with the Spider-Man theme to it, where did you get the Spider-Man suit? That is big time. Like, that wasn't just like your old Halloween costume that you get at the drugstore or at the grocery store or at the Walmart. You know, this was big time.
Well, it actually was. It was an Amazon special. It was $29.99 for that thing. It's like a spandex. It's hard to see out of the eyes, though. That's the only thing I don't like it. It's got it's really tough to see out of the eyes, but it looks good. Like, it fits right to your body, and it's really perfectly fitting. I guess already the right size. But yeah, it was a $29.99 special on Amazon. So there you go.
Oh man. So Mace, just picking up on this theme here. Would you just if you were on the committee, right? Let's take all the safety issues and the health issues and leave that to the health experts. But if you were just from a competition committee standpoint, let's say the right date comes along. Maybe it's in 2 months. Maybe it's in 3 months. Maybe it's in a month and a half. Who knows? But they say, all right, Mace, how many teams should resume play? Would you say 16, 20, 24? Where would you go with that? Would you just go with a postseason tournament, or how would you try to approach it?
Well, you know, there's going to be some teams that aren't going to be happy with whatever way they decide it. If they want to get creative and try something new for the sake of the situation, you could do you know, like some European leagues do. They do a play-in from 8 to 10. So 8 plays 10. Sorry, 8 plays 9, 7 plays 10. And you do a best of 3, and that's the kind of play-in for the teams that might get bumped because of the, you know, points per game situation. I don't know. But personally, if I was doing it, and you know, obviously the longer it goes, the more difficult it's going to get. I would do it based on you know, points per game. That's the only fair way to do it. It's not fair to put a team in that's played more games that has more points. And it does suck for somebody because, you know, teams that were fighting for it or a team that may be in right now with the points per game, but they've played more games, they're going to get bumped out. But I really don't know. It's going to be – my biggest concern is for the players' safety, because I know what it was like during the lockout when we had that long layoff. I'm sure the guys are really – you know, there's light here at the end of the tunnel. People are trying to stay positive, and they haven't shut it down, and there's still talk of it coming back. But I think I would, if it were me, I would go 8 teams. If they don't want to go outside the box and they want to keep it traditional, I would do the 8 teams, and then it's based on points per game. And that would put Preds against Vegas first round. But if they wanted to get a little creative, I'm not opposed. Can you imagine the type of hockey and the intensity of those best of 3 series to get into the playoffs? It'd be like the baseball play-ins, you know, when they have that wild card playoff game. It would be amazing to see that. I'm not sure the NHL would do it, but you know what? I think they're pretty open to anything, whatever it takes to get it done and keep the fans engaged. And to me, the more teams, the merrier.
Chris Mason is with us, Predators analyst. And I think something, too, that, you know, you guys kind of touched on earlier, but like, Chris, for you, you know, as a team broadcaster, you and Willie, I mean, is that something that, you know, you would obviously consider, that, you know, you'd be away from your family, like go into, I call it the commune, but it would be just like being with one of the players, of you'd have to be away too. And that's obviously would be tough on you and your situation with your family. Is that something that you've kind of given some thought to?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I have actually, and I'm all for it. You know, it's a crazy time right now, and I just know if the NHL or any of these major sports organizations are going to do anything, they're going to do it right. So I would have, you know, full confidence that, you know, we'd be safe and we'd be doing the right things in terms of, you know, continuing to social distance and, you know, do the self-isolation or quarantine at the respective location. So I really have no issues with it. I'd be all for it, to be honest with you.
My thing, too, is, you know, obviously having you played the goalie position, I would assume that the league would allow teams that are in this, whether they just pick it up from the playoffs or they pick it up from the regular season, you're going to have expanded rosters because you have to. So I would assume that each team carries maybe even four goalies. They're both of their AHL goalies just in case injuries happen. Would you agree with that?
Well, yeah, I think so. You would have to, you'd have to have a black A squad as well for that purpose as well. And that'd be, you know, another challenge because they usually skate after the guys have their normal skates, and they definitely have to carry an extra goalie and a few extra players as well and open up the rosters. So some of the guys playing for the Milwaukee Admirals at the end of the season will definitely be traveling with the team, I would imagine.
If you're a player, and I may have asked you this before, but if you're an older player that, you know, you're weighing the decision or were weighing the decision earlier this year, okay, this might be it for me. You know, I haven't made that decision, but this could be it. This could be my last season. Now all of this happens. How do you think some of those guys, and I'll use Zdeno Chara as being one of the older players in the league, how do you think he's going about thinking of this situation of, does he want to go through a training camp type situation only to retire a few weeks later? I mean, I don't know if he's had that thought. I'm just using his as an example. But what do you think is going through their minds?
Well, I know as a player, you know, I was in that situation in the lockout in 2012, 2013. And, you know, that's a very similar situation for a lot of players that are older. There's been a lot of lockouts that have ended guys' careers. And I know for me, if I was in that situation, I would do anything possible to play and to finish this season, especially if you felt or you knew that it was going to be your last or one of your last. You'd want to do anything to play. And a guy like Zdeno Chara, I played junior with him. I know him well. He's a fitness freak. So even though he's not playing hockey right now, you know he's doing stuff to stay in shape. But, you know, I'm sure all the guys, almost I could bet 100% of them, you know, would want to come back and finish this season as long as they can make it safe. And I know that if they're going to do it, they're going to do everything in their power to do that. So I have no doubt that anybody, you know, that's playing right now or maybe retiring would want to finish this season for sure. There's no doubt in my mind.
It'll be interesting. I'm glad we're having the discussions at least. I think that's the first step. Thanks for doing this. As always, you and the family continue to be safe, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Hang in there.
You too. That is Chris Mason every week, driven by Freeland Chevrolet and also brought to you by Smoky Mountaintops, the exclusive partner of the Nashville Predators. Visit SmokyMountaintops.com. David Price at the bottom of the hour. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase next.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.